We talk a lot about instruments and music in New Orleans, so much so that it feels like our music dates back thousands of years. But the instrument you're hearing now, you know this one, actually does date back thousands of years. It's called the santur, and we're here in the studio with Dr. Saper Sabarian, who plays this ancient instrument, and is here to give us some insight about finding ourselves in times we never lived in. Welcome, Saper. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me over.
For any of our listeners that maybe don't know what the santur is, can you explain and describe the instrument for us?
Yeah, for sure. The instrument is the Persian hammer dulcimer. The foundation is based out of walnut wood. It is built in a trapezoid form or shape. The strings are mounted on top. There are 72 of them. 36 are made out of copper or brass, and 36 are made out of stainless steel. You have two rows of bridges. The most classic form is 9 bridges on one side, 9 bridges the other side, giving you 24 notes altogether, so about 3 octaves. That's the range of the instrument. And you strike the notes with little wooden mallets. In Farsi, we call those mezrabs. And one goes in each hand, and that's how you play an instrument.
People talk a lot about music and instruments in New Orleans, but you never really hear of the santur. What brought you to play this? And also, what is it that you connect with that you're like, I'm going to continue to play and take it wherever you live?
You know, the story of the instrument came from my grandparents bringing two instruments to our house when I was a lot younger. They brought a santur and a different instrument called the sitar. And at that point in time, my brother and sister were very young. And so the idea was that I would play one, my mother would play the other. But my mother didn't really have the time, nor the, at that point in time, it was difficult. And so I ended up picking the santur. But really, the grandparents, whom I'm very close to this day, their motivation and their sort of encouragement and the sounds the instrument made sort of made me want to just keep at it. And at this phase, it is a culture that I've grown, not really grown, but I've moved so far away from by virtue of the studies and traveling all across the U.S. And I feel like at every transition, I move further away from where my family is occurring in Canada. And so this instrument is my one piece that sort of connects me to that culture, which I value very much.
I hear a lot of musicians talk about when they play something that they get in the zone and they almost lose themselves.
Right.
Do you ever experience that? And if so, where do you go and how do you find yourself again?
I would say the experience is very individualistic. As in, it is a function probably of the connection the individual has with the instrument or the paintbrush or the soccer ball, whatever the hobby may be. I don't think it is necessarily any different. So as a function of connection, devotion, interest, and concentration. And so I don't think it necessarily has to be music, but I can just, for personal experience, I would say I can be as interested in a very nice movie as I can in the instrument at different particular points of time. And I would venture and say that a lot of people that have hobbies that they have invested a lot of time into, they would probably feel the same. For me personally, that's how I think about it. I don't think about the instrument as something that is unique to me or that sensory experience that you may think is only with instruments. I have a friend who felt the same way about a soccer ball. But how do I get out of it? Personally, nowadays I'm getting old, and so about 15 minutes of sitting, my back lets me know that it's time to stop. And so that's my come back to reality moment.
We have been talking with Dr. Saber Sabarian, one of the only santur players in Louisiana. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Saber.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
For Nola V, and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.